I want to share with you tonight from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. And as I read this, I want you to just listen for the different ways in these verses that God empowers us for service. Three very strong things that Paul tells us here. I believe that it's strong enough that we can pray this prayer for ourselves. But Ephesians 3:16-21 says, and I read, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all can ask or imagine, according to his power that worketh, that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. So I want to talk tonight on those three things. How can we be strengthened in our spiritual life? How can we have the power to do what God wants us to do and will enable us to do? First of all, in verse 16, Paul writes, we are strengthened through his Spirit in our inner being. He said, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit enter your inner being. This is holiness. This is Spirit-filled lives. As I was reading this and thinking about what I was going to say, and I look back over my life, I saved 1953-54. I never forget the experience. But the things that God has done through me, it's amazing. I was really a nobody. Born on a farm, had to really struggle to get an education, had no contact outside of just country living. But I want to tell you, when God sanctified me, he made a difference in my life. When God sanctifies you, he releases you and fills you with his Spirit, then you can do exceedingly above what you think you can. And I thought to myself, how can we say no? How can we say, I'm just not going to yield myself. I'm not going to do it. This is God's gift to us. When God died and rose again and went back to heaven, he said, I'll send you my Spirit. And he will dwell in you and will be with you and energize you. How can we say no to that? There is no greater gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit is needed in the church today, I believe, more I don't know. There's been times past that it was needed also, but it's a time that the church looks at themselves and realizes that the church needs power. Not only power to live, but power that will reach out to others by them just being in contact with you. We live, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we live far below what God has for us. I'm telling you. I know from experience that I was as backward as I was. No scripture. I don't remember where I've ever even looked at the Bible before I got saved. But after I was saved in Cairo, Georgia, God came and sanctified me and set my heart aflame, and it has stayed aflame, and give me the power to serve Him. That's what He wants to do with all of us. He wants us to be on the victor's side through His inner Spirit that dwells within us. Number two, He was strengthened. We are strengthened through Christ dwelling in our heart. In verse 16, I'm going to read the first part again and then a little more. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Look at that word dwell. Dwell don't mean overnight. When you dwell, that means you stay in. Wouldn't it be bad to have to move every week? Physically. But God comes in when you ask Him to, and sets up His abode. He dwells in your heart. He's right here. No matter what the circumstances are, where you are, what problems you might have faced, God is right here. He's dwelling in your heart. He's taken up residence there. And when He does, He don't stay in a dirty house. He does house cleaning. He cleans your heart. And then He becomes king. Aren't you glad? He sets up His dwelling. He is the authority over my life, over your life. And by being in authority, dwelling in your house, He's taken up authority over your life. Then He's responsible for everything that happens to us. You believe that? Whatever happens to us, good or bad, He is there. And things that we think that we can't go through, He's there to make a way. He'll do it. He'll do it. I think the more that we understand this, the more that we can tap into the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ dwelling in heart can give us. I'm going to pick out just a phrase in these verses. In verse 17b, Paul said, "And I pray that you being rooted and established in love." rooted and established. Got your roots down into Jesus, into the Holy Spirit. And 18, you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And we may have power together with the saints to know all of the factors and the outreach of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:19. And to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Oh, okay. The Holy Spirit's a teacher. He teaches. He teaches all things. He brings back to remembrance all these things. And He will teach you. If you put your health in His hands, the Holy Spirit will teach you. There's power released in your life. And I mentioned about the wide and high. The love of Christ is so wide that it reaches the whole earth and beyond. It is so long that it stretches from eternity to eternity. It is so high that it raises both Jew and Gentiles into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It is so deep that it rescues sinners like me and Bob Landrum and you, and lifts us up from the valley of despair and gives us freedom to live in Him. I think the problem is that too many people have the wrong idea about the character of God. They don't see Him as a loving Father. Now, this is a real concern in our day. In families that are split, with children in their image of their father. And it's hard to talk to them about our Father God. They don't have any concept. And they think about their earthly father, and they might think about how strict, how quick he is to paddle, these sort of things. In his book, Connecting to God, Larry Crabb writes, and he wrote, he said he had a friend that was raised in an angry family. When they sat down to eat, friction was like static in the air. And if they got to talking, it was yelling at each other. In that family was a 10-year-old boy. Down the street from where this family lived was a large house and had a surround porch. And the little 10-year-old boy got in the habit of slipping away from the table and going down to this house and crawling under the house to get under where they eat. And he could hear the laughter and the happy feeling that was going on in that house. And Crabb said to his friend, how would you think, or what would you think, if the father of this house where they're having so much joy and fellowship together would realize you were out of the house And he sent his son out to get you and bring you in. And you came into the house awkward, not knowing exactly what to do. Sit down at the table and knocked over your glass of water. And the father lets out a hoop, says, go get this boy another glass of water and wipe up this water and get him a dry shirt. He's come and I want him to enjoy his meal. Isn't that like the Heavenly Father? Connecting to God. God cares about us. Paul says his love surpasses all understanding. We need to hear God laugh. Does God laugh? I think He does. Don't you think Jesus laughed? Sure he did. The Bible said laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is good. Lois and I sat down the other night. I forgot what it was, some silly thing that was said or shared, and we both got to laughing. And couldn't all hush. It is good to laugh and to visualize a God that loves us enough that we are allowed to laugh. I don't believe we'll attract too many people to the Lord going around with a sour look on our face, saying hard things. And you'd be surprised, people watching you. I was in the grocery store in Harvest down in Nashville. And I got in line behind a pastor's wife of another denomination. There was a new girl on the doing the checkout, and she was stumbling through. And this pastor's wife, she didn't know me, but I knew her. This pastor's wife got so exasperated that she told her off, and that she got, the poor girl was in tears. And I thought to myself, could that woman ever invite that child to church? God is able. From His Spirit in your inner being, the Holy Spirit is power in your life. From Christ dwelling in your heart, when He sets up His abode in your heart, it's a long time thing. It is good that God does this because He gives us the assurance, I'm with you. Surely He's with you if He's in your heart. I am with you always. I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. God is there. From the love of God filling you, the love of God filling you gives you assurance and blessings upon what you do. God is love, and God through you will reach out to love to other people. I'm still talking about the Holy Spirit abiding in your heart. I know this is on the pastor's heart. I know it is. I think that was one of the best messages Sunday night that I'd heard in a while. Why is it so important? It's because we got to have the power in the sinful world that we live in. You cannot win the battle by yourself. We have to have the Holy Spirit to give us victory. Salvation is wonderful. I'll never forget the time that I got saved. It's wonderful. But that isn't all that's there for you. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep seeking God, and He will fill you with His Holy Spirit. He gives you power to live victoriously in no matter what circumstances you find yourself. He does it. I want to read verse 20 again. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. Did you catch that? I'm kind of reiterating some here. That God has the power to help us accomplish more than we can ever imagine. We need to quit living within the confines of our own mind. We need to start dreaming about those things that God could do. Our minds are not strong enough to think of things, but God will tell us. If we're willing to do, He'll tell us. And start dreaming dreams. I'm talking about dreams of people finding the Lord. There's nothing to replace the Holy Spirit and winning others to the Lord. If this church, filled with the Holy Spirit, the Word being preached, and people being blessed, and sharing it around in the community what God is doing here, it wouldn't be long before we'd have to have another building. We're just not living big enough. I'm not talking about your pounds. You're doing all right, Cecil. I'm doing all right, too. And I keep wondering, what is my dream? What is my dream? I'm hampered by age. I know that. Won't be long before we'll probably be going home. Some of you too. But do dreams die when you get my age? No. They don't. God has a place for each and every body, and carrying out the work of the kingdom. But we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need His power radiating out through us. We need His beauty shining from our faces. That's what drew me to the Lord. I started dating Lois, and the only place I could go was to church. I suffered for a while, and then I got interested. And the glow on the people's faces is what won me to the Lord. I could not resist. The power of God in our lives will accomplish what we cannot even imagine. I want you to stand with me. I'm going to reread this prayer of Paul. This is one of two prayers in Ephesians that he prayed for them. And I want to pray this prayer with you tonight. And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if God has taken it to your heart, raise your hands, nobody be looking, and just invite Christ as your sanctifier into your heart. Let us pray. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is worked within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.